Good morning, everybody. Good to see a lot of people here today. For this morning's devotion, I'd like for us to turn to Psalm 91. We'll read it through. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall they behold it, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So I had a couple of thoughts to share on that. I looked up the first verse there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I wondered what that word secret place meant, so I looked it up in Strong's and said to hide by covering, keep close, surely hiding place, protection. And so the secret place is a place of protection in the hands of the Lord. And then says to he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that word shadow there was shade, defense, through the idea of hovering over to shade as twilight or an opaque object, begin to be dark or shadowing. So you see a picture there of someone who is basically protected in the hollow of the Lord. Secret place, he's being protected. I thought that was interesting. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. So that's a good thing to remember. Verse 4 says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. And I think that's referring back to verse 1 there, where in a secret place, in the shadow of His wings, we can trust in that. In verse 5 it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. I guess the fear is a lot of the time of the enemy. And so it says there that we will not be afraid. But in in 1 John 4 verse 18 it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So in the perfect love of the Lord Jesus, we can overcome fear. In verse 9 and 10, it says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And the word habitation there means home, den, dwelling place, or habitation. And so it's saying, because thou hast made the Lord thy a place of dwelling, you have made Him where you are all the time. No evil will befall thee. And like verse 14 says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. Proverbs 8:17 it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And so the Lord really loves our love, and he desires to have that so he can reward us for it. Verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. And it says in Acts 2:21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have that promise that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus can be saved, no matter who it is. In verse 16, last verse, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. 1 John 4:10, it says, Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So we have the fulfillment of that verse in Jesus and what he has done for us on the cross. So let me think on that this morning. Thank you for your attention.